After China comes Iran in terms of fatalities from COVID-19. More than 50 people in Iran have reportedly died from the disease caused by the coronavirus. Several senior Iranian officials there have contracted the virus. The disease is also reported to have infected the three main prisons in the capital, Tehran. The family of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, a British-Iranian woman, believes she may have it. She's serving a 5-year sentence for espionage, a charge Zaghari Ratcliffe has consistently denied. I spoke earlier with her husband, Richard Ratcliffe, who's in London.
She's demonstrating all of the symptoms of coronavirus. So she had shortness of breath, she's had a temperature, she's had body pain all over, difficulty breathing at points. And what started when we thought it sounded like a cold, but it's just lingered and lingered and lingered. From the middle of last week, we were seeing reports of prisoners being taken ill, people being taken to hospital, and the government being very odd in insisting that there were no confirmed cases inside the prison. And that was partly because it wasn't actually testing anyone. And Nazanin's been trying to get tested since Friday of last week. And there's been no ability to get herself tested at all. We have had a ban on any new prisoners coming into the prison. And also there's been a furlough, which is where they start releasing people temporarily. So there's been a lot of strange things that have happened. And the fact that the authorities are refusing to test her, it made me get very suspicious. What I got to be most alarmed by last week was that the prison had run out of all cleaning materials. So there was no bleach, there was no disinfectants, there was no sanitizer, hand gel, and the only medicines they'd got were aspirin. That felt very ominous. So I can't hand on heart say she's definitely got it because it's not been confirmed, but she definitely needs to be tested.
And how have you been getting information specifically about your wife, Nazanin?
So we get phone calls. I spoke to Nazanin most recently directly on Saturday, and then she spoke to her family yesterday. And then obviously I'm in touch with a number of families. That's families of Americans who are held, families of other Europeans who are held. And we're comparing notes all the time about the conditions in different parts of the prison.
Do you know how inmates are generally treated in Iran when they're ill?
So the prison system, from our experience, is a very reluctant to providing medical care. They will react in life and death situations. This is probably a bit overwhelming for the country as a whole, but certainly it's always a struggle to get any outside health care. And the doctors in the prison will, you know, if you're having a heart attack, you might get moved out. But short of that, you'll be given an aspirin and told to go back and rest. Certainly what we've seen from all the prisoners taking complaints this past week to the prison clinic is that they've been told to go back and rest and they're told they're fine and they've just got a cold. And that's what's being told again and again. And as I say, the clinic had run out of anything apart from aspirin. So it's got no ability to really treat everything.
What is your most optimistic hope of how Iran should respond to what apparently is your wife's illness?
Well, so my most optimistic hope for Nazanin is, I mean, I'm pretty sure she's got it, but that she will recover. And certainly talking through with a number of doctors here, if you are young and if you've got a pretty good immune system and you've never had respiratory problems before, chances are you'll survive. It feels to me that this is a horrible experience for her and she's struggling day by day, but it's not getting worse and worse day by day. So hopefully she'll pull through it. I really think they should, the UK should be pressuring them to make sure she's tested, to make sure all the British citizens there are tested, that the US government should be doing the same for its citizens. And generally, there needs to be a push on the Iranian regime that it's not okay to just leave prisoners to their fate.
Richard, your daughter came to live with you last year from Iran. How is she doing in the UK? And have you shared with her any of this latest news?
Yeah, so she knows mummy's ill, and she's 5 and a half, so she's not particularly old. And that means that she understands but doesn't worry about things in quite the same way. Mm. Obviously, she knew I was busy doing lots of interviews the past couple of days and was a bit resentful that I wasn't around to play with her. But yes, you're right. She's come back to the UK from Iran about 4 or 5 months ago now. Her English is much better. She's settled into school and probably really beginning to relax into being here. Been good for me as well. I spent, now it was, 4 years I was essentially being a campaigning father and a campaigning husband. Now I'm having to learn again to be a real one.
Richard Ratcliffe speaking with us from London. He's the husband of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, who is detained in Iran and suspected to have COVID-19. Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you.